56% of businesses haven't yet claimed their Google business profile. I mean, so there's all this click potential. We know how many searches have local intent. We know how many clicks, whether they've got local intent or not, go through to the top map search result. Yet over half of businesses haven't yet claimed their Google business profile. It is just insane. Hello and welcome to this episode of Retain FM. My name is Pete and I'm delighted that you've joined us today. Regardless of whether you're joining us on the audio podcast or on our YouTube channel, it's great to have you with us. And to explain a little bit today about SEO Hive's new local SEO plan. Before I get stuck into that, let me explain a little bit about SEO Hive. So SEO Hive is one of my companies. It's a company that I founded in 2020 with a fantastic bloke called Jeffrey Patch, who's based all the way the other side of the United States of America in California. And it is a white label service designed to help digital agencies like yours build streams of recurring revenue through delivering SEO services. So we do two things really. Firstly, we are a white label SEO service, so we obviously do SEO. We do that through our Honeypot plan and now through our local SEO plan. And then the second thing we do is we work with agencies to help them build their streams of recurring revenue, be that through automation, through simply providing a service, through advice, through training, through webinars, through content, through a whole load of things. That's basically what SEO Hive does. Now, I won't bore you with the full story. There are previous episodes, which may be linked in the show notes, that explain about where SEO Hive came from and how it's developed. But long story short is about a year ago, we changed from our initial pathway model over to offering something called our Honeypot, which is an all-inclusive content-driven SEO process that takes a single piece of content or multiple pieces of content each month and then has an on-page and an off-page process that hangs off those pieces of content once it gets published. However, the hole in our offering has always been local SEO, and last week we opened the doors to our new local SEO plan. And I'll explain a little bit about what it includes and how it works and all of that in a moment. But why local SEO? Well, the first thing is that, look, local SEO or a dedicated local SEO plan isn't for every client. But in the same way, neither is a fully fledged content-driven SEO plan. If you're working with a lot of bricks and mortar businesses, people based in towns, tradespeople, law firms, local services, all that kind of stuff, people that have a finite reach as to how far their products and services will go that is less than a national scale, that's an important point, then a local SEO plan is a brilliant thing for them to have. On the other hand, if companies are working to a state level or to a national level or to an international level, local SEO isn't really going to move the needle for them too much. That's the honest truth. So with SEO Hive, only offering the content-driven plan meant that we were essentially not cutting ourselves off, but not providing the service that was best suited for a whole swathe of companies. And those companies are the customers of our customers. Hence, we needed to plug that hole, and that's where the local SEO plan came from. So here's some statistics that you might find a little bit nuts about local SEO and why it's so important. So firstly, 46.6% of all searches that are tapped into Google have a local intent. 46.6%, that's nearly half. They are looking for local businesses, local services, local products, local information about stuff that is close to where they are. So without focusing on local SEO, without having the option to help clients with local SEO, that's like half of all searches that you're going to struggle to access. Secondly, 24.4% of all clicks in Google, of all searches in Google, the clicks go to a map pack result. That's a quarter, essentially, of all clicks are going to the map. So if you're not in the map, you're instantly isolating yourself from the possibility of getting those 24% of clicks. That is huge. That is huge. That is, you know, if we're trying to give the right advice to our customers, not appearing in the map pack isn't really an option. Because, you know, if your client finds this out, crikey, and then says, well, why aren't I ranking there? Thirdly, near me searches increased by 136% in 2022. That, you know, again, the massive, absolutely huge increase in searches throughout a single calendar year, more than double, is something that we need to make sure your clients have available to them. And then lastly, 56% of businesses haven't yet claimed their Google Business Profile. I mean, so there's all this click potential. We know how many searches have local intent. We know how many clicks, whether they've got local intent or not, go through to the top map search result. Yet over half of businesses haven't yet claimed their Google Business Profile. It is just insane. So if you are delivering any form of SEO to your client, or if you're signing clients up to a retainer or want to, and these are the statistics your clients need to know. We can help you with this. We can go and help you set up your Google Business Profile. We can populate it for you. We can go and get the citation links for you. We can monitor it for reviews. All of that can happen for your clients, and in the meantime can help you build recurring revenue into your business. So how does it work? Well, our process, the new local plan process at SEO Hive, is very simple. It has three stages to it. The first is a local SEO audit. Now, this is a full review of where the opportunity lies. Now, what I should say right up at the start, and I'll talk about the pricing in a moment, but is that the local SEO audit can be purchased as a one-off. So at SEO Hive, we run something called Scout Reports for our kind of standard SEO plans, if you like. This is a bit like the Scout Reports for a local SEO client. So they can be bought as a one-off. And if you buy them as a one-off and you onboard that client within 60 days, we will give you a voucher code that will allow you to claim the audit feedback. Alternatively, if you have a client that's ready to go, they're already sold, you don't need to purchase the audits as a one-off. We will you can simply sign up for month one. They will be included in month one. And of course, because you've got it in month one, you don't need the discount, so everybody's square and everybody's happy. But step one is a local SEO audit. And as I say, the real point of that is firstly to identify how your client is currently featuring in the local map pack, and secondly, to identify the scale of the opportunity that's available to them. So if you are using these audits as a one-off and you can incorporate it as part of your sales process or a discovery process, then it's very easy at that point to then lay the opportunity out in front of your client and say, our costs for achieving this for you would be X. Then we have our month one optimization phase. So this may or may not include the audits if you've bought them as a one-off, but this is a vital part of our process. This is the point where we go through and make sure all of the standard stuff is optimized and is as good as it could be and as it should be for your client. We review things, this is going to sound stupid, but we review things like their business name, because there are rules that allow us to get a keyword into business names if it is applicable to the business. So we go and do that. We review the categories. We review their activity. We take from the audit report, we can see the types of content that people are generating that are above you in the search, in the local search results. How many reviews they've got. Are they posting pictures? Are they posting videos? How frequently are they posting? All of that kind of stuff. And we can put together a plan in order to move your client towards that goal. Not only that, but also in month one, we go through our very own local on-site checklist. Now, the reason this is important is because with any local SEO, with any local listing, Google profile listing, users out there on the internet have the ability to suggest edits. So let's say you're running an ice cream parlor, and actually one day your staff member comes down sick and you have to close early. And therefore your business profile says you're open till 5 p.m., but actually you've shut at 2. And then somebody comes knocking on the door at 3 o'clock and it says closed, but the internet says it's open. Bang, they go and suggest an edit. They tell the world that your times are wrong, and basically Google, they don't actually do that, there's no announcement, but what will happen, or what could happen, is that the edit they suggest of, well, look, it's closed at 3 p.m, actually could change on your business profile. And if you're not keeping on top of that, all of a sudden you start to get incorrect information on your own Google business profile. Well, what I need to tell you is this. When any edits are suggested to Google, Google does try and verify that information with the target website. But it can only do that if certain types of information are in place. So you need to make sure that your business hours are on the website. You need to make sure that the proper schema is on the website around those business hours. You need to... That's just one example. The business hours is one example. But there is a whole structure as to things that you need to check to make sure that your any suggested updates, when they try and verify against your website, you have the rock solid, robust answer to them so that you don't get this erroneous information appearing. That's the first thing. The second thing is that for any local SEO landing page, so that is the page that when somebody clicks on your local profile, it goes to that locate that page, that first page that loads. It has its own set of criteria based on Google PageSpeed Insights. So the page speed needs to be good. It can't be an orphan page. It needs to have alt text in the images. In fact, it really helps if the alt text on those images is location specific. It helps if the images themselves are location specific. So now, depending on the website, you know, if it's a single location, mom and dad pop shop somewhere, the reality is that you're probably going to go through to the homepage. But actually, if you're running a franchise or a bigger organization, then you may have specific location pages, and all of those need to be taken into account. And our local SEO plan can do that for you. But that's what the local SEO checklist is there to do, is to go and make sure that all of these signals, all of these optimizations are as good as they can be. And if they're not in place, we will tell you what's not in place and we will tell you how it needs to be rectified. And if you're on our honeypot and have some time, SEO time that's available through that plan as well, we can even go and action these for you as well. It's really important to understand that our local SEO plan deals with the local side of things. It's the off-site side of stuff. So the checklist is very much that. We will make recommendations, and if you need any extra support, you can always reach out to talk to us. And if that's not enough, that's just the end of month one. That's where we've got to by the end of month one. When we start month two, we then start our consistent process of building local SEO traffic to your client's website. We do that in three ways. The first thing is we generate weekly Google My Business content for their profile. So their profile is always active. We do that through, in fact, you know what? We actually start that in month one. I just forgot to mention it. The second thing we do is we then build local citations to your client's website. And the third thing we do is we monitor the profile for any reviews and make sure that they are responded to in a timely fashion, because that's great brand building for your clients. Now, on the review monitoring, I do need to make something perfectly clear. We will not get involved in arguments with your customers. That is not going to happen. The way the review monitoring works is that we will monitor all reviews that come into each location that you have signed up to our plan. If a positive 5-star review has been left, we will thank the customer for their review and leave it there, so they get a response. If, on the other hand, you get a neutral or a negative review, we will not respond to that. We will simply refer that back to you as the agency partner to discuss the response with the client. But look, at least you don't need to monitor this. They don't need to monitor this. You know that everything's good and that it's all taken care of, and you're now only concerning yourselves where issues might be cropping up, which is a far more efficient way for you to be running your retainers. And then on top of all of that, we then have our white label reporting. And that works right from the outset, right from the audits, they're unbranded or white label audits to you, then through to all of the other reports that we generate. We ask you for the logo that you want to be put on the reports, and that's what we use. There's no reference to us or SEO Hive within anything that we produce, and that is up to you to then communicate those reports and all of that over to the client as if a member of your team has done it. So I hope you've stuck with me this far, and I hope you now have a far clearer idea of what we will deliver. And if you visit the website seohive.co/local-SEO, then you can see, in fact, it's on screen now if you're watching it on the video, there are a full list of deliverables that we will go through, right from the local SEO audit through the onboarding and month one process into month two and onwards, and we are then into the full swing of things. So I hope that sounds good. We have been working on this for about 4 months, and it was such a relief to get this live last week. We have had test websites running through the process since March, so we know that the process works. We know that it's robust. We know that we're ready for people to come and use this thing. Essentially, we know that that opportunity is there, and this podcast, along with other communications from SEO Hive, is our way of announcing it to the world, and we're so excited to do so. Right, couple more things to cover. Firstly, how much does it cost? So the cost of the local SEO plan is, for client websites, is $300 US for the process for their primary location. If they have any additional locations, those locations can be added on at an extra $100 per location. Now, what that extra fee covers is that we have to monitor the reviews on each location. We have to generate post content for each location, and we have to build citations for each location. So actually, we have to do the whole process from month two onwards. It's the same process for each location all of the way through. So we are essentially doubling the work, but only for an extra $100 per location. That's why that fee is there. However, if you would like to run local SEO for your own agency, then we offer a discount for that. In fact, we do two things. The first is that the primary location charge for your own agency location is $200 US a month. So $100 a month saving on the standard fee. And there'll be details in the show notes of how to activate that, or simply reach out and we can tell you how that works. However, if you have 5 or more local SEO clients on board with us, we will actually do your local SEO completely free of charge. And that will just automatically happen in your account, as long as you have your site registered for local SEO in the first place. Or, of course, you approach us to say, hey, I've got 5 clients. Can I onboard my site as well? Absolutely not a problem. And then not only that, but because this is my podcast and this is my business and I can do things like this, I'm also offering an extra $50 off a month for regardless of which plan you choose. Just simply use the code RETAINFM at checkout and it will add an extra $50 to your, it'll remove $50, and that is valid for the first 3 months of any contract. So if you would like us to help you with your local SEO, if you want to take local SEO more seriously, either for your own agency or for your clients, because it will help you build a stream of recurring revenue there, please reach out to us at SEO Hive. Go and give the website a view. It's the website is seohive.co. the local page, it is linked in the menu, but look, seohive.co/local-seo. All the details are there. And if you've got any questions, please come and drop into our Facebook group, peteeverett.com/group, search Facebook for Retain FM, and ask any questions that you may have. We are so excited to get this out into the real world and to start helping agencies with all of those stats that I mentioned before. It really is, I'm not going to say the last piece of our jigsaw, but certainly a big piece of our jigsaw that we are delighted to fill. And we are so excited to see the positive results that we can see happening already happen for you, your business, and your clients and their businesses. My name's been Pete Everett. This is SEO Hive on the Retain FM podcast. And I will see you in the next episode.